त्वयम् अचिन्तोयम् अविकाज अयम् उच्यते तस्मात् एवं विदित्या एनं ज्ञानुशोचितुम् अर्हसि च. In so many different ways, Krishna is convincing how the spirit soul is immortal. In different ways. Abhavaya is not manifest to the blunt material eyes. We cannot see. Because, as you have explained several times, the magnitude of the soul is 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. Very small. A thing smaller than the atom. That spirit soul is everywhere. Sarvaga. Sarvagata, everywhere. Annantarastham paramanu sayantarastham. And wherever the spirit soul is there, within this material world, he has got a body and there is heart, and within that heart, Krishna is also there. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddhesu arjuna tishthati. Both of them living there. Therefore, anoraniyana mahato mahiya. Krishna can become greater than the greatest and the smaller than the smallest. This is God. When Krishna was playing as a child, he ate earth, and the playmates complained to Mother Yashoda, "Mother, your son Krishna is eating earth." Mother Yashoda called for explanation. "Krishna, why you are eating earth? I have given you sandesh." Krishna said, "No, Mother, I have not eaten. No, your friends are complaining. No, they have become my enemies this morning. We had some quarrel. Therefore, they have combined together to make me chastised by you." So, in this way, then Mother Yashoda wanted to solve this problem. All else, show your mouth, open your mouth, I want to see. And when Krishna opened the mouth, the mother saw innumerable universes are within the mouth. This is Krishna. Anoraniyana mahato mahiya. Krishna enters within the universe, but at the same time, millions of universes are within his mouth. This is the explanation of the greater than the greatest and the smaller than the smallest. Of course, Mother Yashoda, although she saw, she could not believe it, because Mother Yashoda never thought of that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. She always thought that he is my teeny child, that's all. I have to take care of him. This is called paternal feeling. Vatsalyavas. Krishna is fed by the devotees in so many rasas, transcendental mellow or humor. Somebody is serving a servant, somebody is serving a friend, somebody is serving as father and mother, somebody is serving as conjugal lover. These are five primary mellows in which a devotee is connected with Krishna. And there are other seven rasas also. They are not primary, secondary. Somebody is serving Krishna as enemy. Just as the asuras, they also serve Krishna as enemy. Somebody is serving, giving pleasure to Krishna by fighting with him. So there are so many, 12 rasas. Akhila rasa amrita sindhu. All the rasas that we have got experience within this world, they are coming from Krishna. Janmadrasya jataha. The Vedanta Sutra says, everything, whatever we see within our experience, we cannot experience anything if it is not in Krishna. That is Krishna. He is stealing, which we consider not very good business, the stealing is also in Krishna. He is famous as Makhan Chok, the stealer of butter. So this is Krishna. So everything is there. Whatever our dealings in this material world, we find that is only perverted reflection of our dealing with Krishna in the spiritual world. But those who are unaware of the spiritual world, impersonalists, they have no information. That Krishna is always busy. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihar. He's always busy, he's person. But he is simply dear to the Gopijana. Gopijana Balala. He wants to please the Gopijanas. The Gopis, the cowherd boys and the Gopis, a constant companion of Krishna. So, this is Sanatana. Krishna is Sanatana and his dealing with his devotees, that is also Sanatana. And these are possible not here, but in the Sanatana Dham. We cannot have Sanatana dealings with Krishna within this material world. Therefore, Krishna comes to canvas the condition so that for eternal happiness, for eternal dealings, you come to me in my eternal place. Yad gatyana nivartante tad dhama paramam. Why not in this material world? No. The material world, the nature is, it is not permanent. It is temporal. Bhutta bhutta pralivate janmadrasya janmadi. Everything here in this material world has a death of birth. And everything which has a death of birth must be a death of death also. That is the nature of this material. So, here we can practice what is Sanatana Dharma. But actually Sanatana Dharma is executed in the spiritual world. So, just like one is trained up to become apprentice in some business, and when he's trained up, then he's given the post. So we get this information from the Goswamis, Sanatana Goswamis, that those who are devotees, those who are perfected in the training of devotional service, they are first of all given birth in the universe where Krishna is present. Krishna is always present. Just like the sun is present always in the sky, but we can see the sun in some opportune moment. But sun is always there. When the sun is set, it is set in my vision, but sun is there. When it is night, I cannot see the sun, but the sun is there. Similarly, Krishna is always there. We have to make our eyes to see him. That's all. And that's how that eyes are made. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santasthadaivaridesu vilokayan jang shama sundaram asinta gunasarupam govindam adipurusam tamahamata. Only the devotees who are loving affection for Krishna, who has developed loving propensity. The loving propensity is there. Always. But we have transferred the loving propensity to Krishna. We have transferred the loving propensity to the Maya. The whole Krishna consciousness process is again transferring the loving propensity from Maya to Krishna. This is the simple method. We have got love for Krishna, but being illusion, being falsely positioned, we are trying to love something which is not Krishna. Maya, Krishna's Maya, illusion. Mama Maya. Krishna says Maya is also Maya. Just like this cloud. What is this cloud? This is also made by the sun. Everyone, you know. The cloud means the sun evaporates water from the ocean and it becomes cloud. And the business of the cloud is to cover our eyes to see the sun. Actually, the cloud has no existence, separate existence. And as soon as the sun is bright, the cloud disappears. This is bhutta, bhutta, praliyate. It comes into existence and again it disappears. This is maya. But the sky remains there, the sun remains there. Similarly, maya, illusion, is sometimes is generated. This is the creation of the material world. Mahatattva, Maya. So, this is not permanent. It comes and goes. Similarly, Maya is simply covering our eyes. Just like this cloud. It is not possible for the cloud to cover the sun. The sun is 93 million, at least 1400,000 times bigger than this earth. So how a cloud spreading over, say, 2 miles, 10 miles, it can cover the sun? No. The cloud cannot cover the sun, but the cloud can cover my eyesight. This is the position. Similarly, Maya cannot touch Krishna. The Mayavadi philosophy is that Maya also covers Krishna. When Krishna comes here, he comes covered by this Maya. No, this is not. Maya cannot touch. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Vyasadeva realized Krishna before writing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhakti Yogi Namanasa, Sammak Pranihiti Avali, Apashat Purusam Param, Mayansudat Apasya. So, Vyasadeva, by his meditation, saw the Supreme Person and Maya also. Maya is on the back side. Maya cannot come in the front side. So, Krishna is never covered by Maya. It is our eyes who is covered by Maya. So, we, the fragments of Krishna, Mamaivansa, we are covered by Maya, not Krishna. The theory that Krishna it becomes covered, that is nonsense. How Krishna can be covered? Krishna cannot be covered. He is the controller of the Maya. And we are controlled by the Maya. That is the difference. Krishna Maya Dhis and we are Maya Adhin. Then we can become free. Exactly the same example that when our eyes are covered by the cloud, we cannot see the sun, although the sun is there. So if somehow or other we have got very good experience nowadays by flying in the air. Air sees. As soon as the air sees goes above the clouds, you have got immense sunlight. Immense sunlight. And practically the jet planes, they go 7 miles above the surface and there is no cloud. The cloud is down. Similarly, you can go also above Maya. You can transcend Maya and see Krishna always. That is possible. How? Mami vaja prapadanti, mayami tal saranti. You simply surrender to Krishna and Krishna will arrange that you are no more under Maya. Simple process. You just become as Krishna demands, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vaja. This is Sanātana Dharma. Because we are, after all, servant of Krishna. But artificially, we are trying to become master of this world. Then we are therefore sent here. Just like those who are revolutionary, do not care for the state laws. They are sometimes killed or sometimes put into the prison house. That means those who are not voluntarily surrendering to Krishna, they are put into the prison house, they are forced to surrender. Forced to surrender. They will be forced. Just like you cannot become, you are not free either outside the prison house or inside the prison house. But when you think that you have become free, vimukta manino, vimukta manino, falsely thinking that I am now become liberated, abhisuddha buddha, but the intelligence is not very clear. This is last layer of Maya. When one thinks that I am God, I have become God, that is the last layer of Maya. That is also Maya. How you can become God? What capacity have you got? God has created so many things. What you have created. God has shown so many things. What you have done. But still, falsely they are thinking, I am God. This is Maya. Last nyaya of Maya. Because the real disease, as you have already explained, is to lord it over the material nature. Everyone is trying, I am the lord of all I survey. I want to become lord of this universe. I want to become minister. I want to become president. I want to become business magnitude. And everything fails. Then he wants to become God. That is also Maya. That is not possible. So, this is going on. The real, our relationship with God, Krishna, is to serve him. Jiver sarupha nitya Krishna das. Anadi bahirmog ji Krishna bhuli gela. Ataye Krishna ved purana kariya. We have forgotten real position, sanatana dharma. We have forgotten. Sanatana dharma means a living entity is meant for serving the whole. Living entity is a part of the whole. So, the living entity's business is to serve the whole. Just like this finger. This finger is a part of my body. Its business is to carry out my order to serve the whole. I want the finger to come here immediately. Similarly, our business is to serve Krishna. But when we want to become Lord, independent of Krishna, that is called Maya. Krishna bhulya jeev bhogavan sakal. Pasete maya kare japotiya dhare. This is a statement in the Prem Vimarta. As soon as we desire to imitate Krishna, that is Maya. Maya is nothing. We create that situation of Maya. What is that? I want to become Krishna, I want to become God, I want to become the Lord. This is Maya. This is not Maya. So, Krishna is Sanatana, we are also Sanatana. But when we forget to serve Krishna, that is our asanatana. And when we are engaged again in the service of Krishna, that is Sanatana Dharma. So, Sanatana Dharma means eternally serving Krishna. Another example, Dharma. What is Dharma? Dridhat. Characteristic. You cannot change it. You cannot change it. Just like sugar. Sugar characteristic means sweetness. And chili characteristic means panya. So everything has got characteristics. Everything. That is called dharma. If sugar has become pungent and chili has become sweet, you purchase chili. If it is not pungent, it is right, it is not good. Because the dharma of the chili is lacking. Similarly, if you take sugar and if you find it salty, then you know, oh, what is this? So, everything has got some characteristics. So we are living entities. We have got our characteristics. That is Sanatana. I am Sanatana, eternal. And my characteristic is to serve God. If I don't serve God, then the characteristic will remain there. Then I will have to serve Maya. In the illusion that I have become master. Actually he is serving. But just like one man has got a motor car. So motor car, to maintain a motor car, to purchase a motor car requires lots of money. So get that money, he has to work very hard. And when he gets that money, he purchases a car. And then he has to maintain it by oiling, by supplying so many things. But he is thinking that now I have got a motor car. Very nice. What is that? You are serving your motor car. That's all. So this is the position. One is actually serving, not master. But he's thinking that he is master. This is master. So when we give up this false prestigious position that I am master, then you are liberated. Hitya annatharupam. Mukti, the definition of mukti is hitva annatharupam sarupena avasthiti. Annatharupam. Now we are struggling hard within this material world under the influence of maya. Changing different types of body. Sometimes I am going to the heavenly planet, sometimes I am going to the hellish planet. Sometimes I am rich man, sometimes I am poor man, sometimes Brahmin, sometimes Shudra, sometimes tiger, sometimes tree. In this way, sarvagata, everywhere within this universe, the living entities are struggling for existence. Manasthasthani indriyani, prakritisthani kalasati, mamayivansatiyo. Krishna says, all these living entities, they are my part and parcel, but foolishly, carried by the mental concoction, prakritisthani within this material world, karthati, struggling to become master. This is the disease. Prakritisthani karsat. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara vimuratma karta aham iti mannate. These rascals, they are pulled by the ear, by prakriti. Prakriti kriyamanani. You have to do this. I have to do this. One who has associated with the tamaguna of prakriti, prakriti has given a body, just like four, and prakriti is obliging. We come here, eat this stool, and he is eating. Oh, so nice. This is mass. The stool is very nice thing, but prakriti has given this four a certain type of body, and he is relishing. Oh, stool is so nice. This is going on. Similarly, in human form of body also, they are eating so many nonsense things, and they are to rent in the hotel, and they are relishing. Oh, it is so nice. This is my, this is going on. So, our business is to serve, but because we are taking this attitude, that I don't like to serve Krishna, or I am Krishna, then we are under the clutches of maya. Immediately. And under the illusion of maya, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karma, karanam gunasanga asya sadasad janma jonishu. Because we are associating with the different modes of material nature, therefore, we have to take birth sadasat janma jonishu. One is becoming hog, one is becoming dog, one is becoming human being, one is becoming demigod, one is becoming tree, one is becoming plant. So many, 8,400,000 of species and forms of life. Krishna says, sarva jonishu tantra. Krishna says, all these parts, whatever they may be. I am the Jija Pradapita. I am the father. So, if Krishna is the original father of every living entity, how one has become Brahmana, one has become Shudra, one has become tree, one has become tiger, one has become hog, one has become Indra, one has become Brahma. How is that? Na karanam guna sangasya sadasat janma jonishu. So, we are getting our birth in different types of body. The reason is, I'm associating with different types of the modes of nature. My mind is caring. It is not death. It is foolish to say that this man is not death. Everything is finished. That is not caring. Not finished. It is going on. Na hannate hannamane sarire. The foolish last guess is now. This man is dead finished. Big professors. They are saying, Swamiji, after death everything is finished. And he's professor, you see. Rascal fools, they are becoming leaders, professors, politicians. How the people will be happy? They are put into the ignorance of life. All effort. Nati vidu sātagatin visko durāsayādi bhushirattamāne. They have been enamored by the external feature of Krishna's energy. This is also Krishna's energy, this material world. But we are attracted by this material energy. We should be attracted by the spiritual energy. That is perfection of. Both energies are Krishna's. Apara, para. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. So we are now attracted by the apara energy. Bhumi rapanala vayu. These material elements we want. Because we are attracted by the material energy. Therefore, when we construct a very nice stone house, we think, now yes, my life is success. I have got a very nice house made of stone. Are you stone? No. Still, my attraction is for the stone. Therefore, Krishna gives me facility. All right, you take this stone and try to, but you will never be happy. Happy you will be when you surrender to me. Just like a child is given by the father all facilities to play. But at the same time, the father says, my dear child, don't play like this. It is not good. But because the child persists, father sometimes says, all right, you play like that. Similarly, Krishna does not want that we should come in this material world and be attracted by the earth, water, air, fire, and become great scientists and make combination of these five elements. Tejo Bharimit Vinimayam. What is this word? This word is a mixture of fire, earth, water, air, that's all. What is this? Tejo Bharimit Vinimayam. Pisarga, Misha. It is a false thing. Actually, it is a combination of these five elements. And we are accepting. The body is also like that. Body is also a combination of five elements. And we are attracted to this. Oh, I have got so lucky. Such a nice, beautiful body, strong body, American body, Indian body, Brahman body, this body, that body. They're all Maya. You will never be happy by this bodily concept of life. Because you are. Therefore, Krishna indirectly saying that achedayam adadayam. The body is burnt into ashes. Then how is your body? The body, when the man is dead, the body is put into the fire. So, it is daiha, it becomes burnt. Then how is your body? One man is claiming, I am born Brahmin. I got this body from my birth. So that's all right. Then when your son will burn this body, then he will be liable to brahmahatya, pap. So this is going on. Bodily concept. Dasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhyasati. This body made of three, bile, mucus and air. So, a bag of bones and flesh and blood. If one is thinking that I am this body, then he is gokhara, cow or ass. So anyone who is on the bodily concept of life, he is animal. Gokhara, saiva gokhara. So how you can receive knowledge from a person who is animal? You cannot get any knowledge from the cows or the asses. So anyone who is under the bodily concept of life, he is no better than animal. So actually, if we say frankly, everyone is in the bodily concept of life, therefore the modern civilization is animal civilization. It is not human civilization. Human civilization will begin when one will understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. That is the beginning of human civilization. And so long one is under the bodily concept of life, it is the civilization of cats and dogs. That's all. Thank you very much. Praise. Then gradually, we can understand, Chita Dattana Marjanam, if you associate with devotee, hear them, then gradually everything will be clear and you will understand your position. Then you will understand, oh, I am not this body. Aham Brahmasmi. That is the beginning of knowledge. Otherwise, so long you are under the bodily conceptual life, you are in the animal platform. That is the difference. But bhakti is such a nice thing that Krishna Karshini, bhakti attracts Krishna. Krishna attracts everything, but bhakti attracts Krishna. Therefore, we have to adopt. The bhakti means bhakta mama vijana si javana dasyami tattva. Tati Krishna to samajne ke liye bhakti chahiye. Aur kisi kaam se nahi hoga. Bhakta mama vijana javana dasyami tattva. Tato man tattva to gatva visati tad anantaram. If you want to know Krishna in truth, then you have to take this devotional line. Then gradually, Krishna will be attracted by the devotion. And then he will know Krishna. And he will be allowed to enter into Krishna's place. Otherwise, sarvagata thanu rachalayam. Although we are eternal, we have to wander within so many forms of life within this Brahmanda and waste our time. That's all. Yes. Here Mandir hai, Vishnu Mandir. Dadas Gatame. Tilak ka baat karte na. Tilak Bhagavan ka Mandir hai. So, aap वो तिलक का मंत्र है भगवान का अलग अलग नाम वामन देव केशव गोविंद सो ए डिवोटी इज प्रोटेक्टेड फ्रॉम ऑल साइड बाय कृष्णा सो यू रिमेन सेफ कृष्णा सेज कौन दिया प्रतिजानी ही नमे भक्त प्रणश जो भक्त जो है उसको भगवान रक्षा करते हैं। इसलिए ये 12 मंदिर आप रखिए चारों तरफ भगवान का नाम करके बारह मंदिर में कौन कौन भगवान का रूप रहता है उस तो मंत्र है तो यू आर प्रोटेक्टेड वैसे ही इट इज ए टेम्पल ऑफ द लॉर्ड विष्णु मंदिर ही कैनॉट पुट कृष्णा विष्णु जस्ट लाइक स्टैच्यूज वी हैव गॉट ए फैशन नाउ इमिटेटेड फ्रॉम द वेस्टर्न वी मेक द स्टैच्यू ऑफ अ बिग मैन द प्लेस ऑफ पासिंग स्टूल बाई द क्रोज we do not make like that. We give temple. When you worship somebody, we give him temple. Not for passing stool by the crows.
May I know, sir, that why Brahma temples are not existing? And is there any scientific reason? Or
what is that?
Brahma temple is not existing. Krishna city like ours.
Brahma is impersonal. Brahma is everywhere. Sadvam Khalidam Brahma, then Paramatma, then Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the last word of absolute truth. So Brahma is impersonal. That's like the sky is impersonal.
Maharaj, it is stated in Dharma that God is coming to this world as Kaliyuga. It is said, what is the indication of his coming?
His indication is coming is that people are becoming degraded, forgetting God. That is their degradation. So at the end of this Kali Yuga, they will be so much degraded that it will be impossible for them to understand God. At the present moment, although it is Kali Yuga, there are some persons who are trying to understand God. At least they attain. But at the end of Kali Yuga, say about 400,000 of years, then people, because they are becoming animal more and more, the more you become animal, you cannot understand God. So our modern civilization is to make the people animal. That is advancement of civilization. Ahara nidya bhayamaitanancha samanami tat pasuvi narana. The modern civilization is how we can eat very nicely, how we can sleep nicely, how we can have sexual intercourse nicely, how we can defend nicely. Only these four principles are being taught. They have no idea what is soul, what is God, what is the relationship with the soul. So this type of civilization is increasing. So just imagine how much it will be increased after 400,000 of years. The Kali Yuga has begun only 5,000 years. Within these 5,000 years, we are so much degraded. Illusion by the Maya as advancement of civilization. This is Maya. So, the more days go, we shall be more illusion. So there will be no capacity to understand our God. At that time, God will come to destroy all this population by cutting their throat. That is Kali Yuga.